This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
In 2024, there was an estimated $162 billion in improper payments. Earned income tax credit, this is having to do with earned income tax credit, it was $15.9 billion. Having to do with food stamps, improper, $10.5 billion in improper payments. Restaurant Revitalization Fund, $8.7 billion. Supplemental Security Income, $6.5 billion. This is all bad stuff, bad payments, fraud, largely fraud. Unemployment insurance, $5.6 billion. According to House Ways and Means in 2024, Social Security, Disability Insurance, and Survivors Insurance Program sent an estimated $8.3 billion in improper payments, including $6.5 billion in overpayments, where they overpaid. So these are staggering numbers, and this has been going on for a long time. We're finding a lot of it.
I'd say that was only about a minute long. That press conference went a lot longer than that, and the president talked about a lot of waste. And the Democrats seem to be upset because they don't think he has the authority to terminate some of that spending. But we know Congress does, and now they're working on a reconciliation bill for tax cuts and other things, and we've got Ryan Schmelz from Fox News Radio on the line this morning. Ryan, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mark.
So what are they cooking up over there in the House with this reconciliation bill? Would it include, I'm assuming if Chip Roy and others have their way, it would include some pretty deep cuts as well, right?
That's what it looks like. There is $1.5 trillion in spending cuts that's allocated here in just as a floor. But then they have a goal of reaching $2 trillion. What's interesting is that there was a provision that's put in there that essentially says that if they are not able to get to their goal of $2 trillion in spending cuts, then they have to go and take provisions from the tax cuts and use them to offset the difference. So there's $4.5 trillion worth of tax cuts in here, and some of that would have to be impacted if they aren't able to get the spending cut goal.
Yeah, I did hear somebody say, I was one of the Democrats during that DOGE subcommittee the other day, pointed out that, you know, the Republicans want a debt limit increase and these tax cuts are going to cost us money. That's always how they sell it. But what we found out in Washington is they have a spending problem, not a revenue problem, right?
Yes, certainly. But I do think there might be a little bit of a disagreement amongst Republicans about, you know, what's good tax policy and you know, how do we pay for it? Because some Republicans will argue, well, they're going to pay for themselves with economic growth, but others are saying, well, no, we need a contingency plan in case we don't reach that number. And that's why they put that provision in there that says, well, if we're not able to reach our goals of getting to the necessary spending cuts that we say consistently that we're going to get to, then we're going to have to take some money away from the tax cuts and make up that difference.
With cuts that have already been made, you know, Elon Musk making these suggestions to Donald Trump and they've been implementing some of these. Do you know where the line is, Ryan, on what the president can do, what he has the authority to do as commander in chief versus what Congress has to officially approve?
Yeah, well, I think what's interesting, Kim, is I think the courts might be the ones that determine that for us, because there's going to be a number of legal challenges, and there already are, challenging some of these cuts that Elon and Trump are trying to pursue, because, you know, there's a question of what are the powers of the president when it comes to this. So I do think that there will be some codification attempts by Congress at some point to make sure some of these changes do stay in law and become law, because that's the easiest way to withhold the legal challenges for Congress to likely just pass a bill. So I think it's going to be interesting to see what they can come up with, because with this, these both bills, the Senate bill and the House bill, it instructs these committees to go in and find cuts, find waste, and essentially ways to make savings. So we'll see what they're able to come up with that might be different from what Trump and Elon are finding.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they reconcile that between the House and the Senate as well, because the Democrats won't have a say in this, right? Just like on Obamacare.
They do, yes. And I'm sure there are some things that Democrats and Republicans could work together on when it comes to finding savings. You've got somebody like Jared Moskowitz, who has said that he wants to make some reforms to FEMA that could be useful for and making FEMA more efficient and also saving some money. You've also got Andy Kim, who used to be a USAID worker, who said that he's very open and actually wants to pursue reforms to USAID this Congress. But he did make it clear that because of how Elon Musk has gone about uprooting that agency, he feels that it's going to be a little bit harder now for them to pull that off, just because of, you know, kind of the damage that he thinks this has done.
Sure. Absolutely. Ryan, we appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you, Mark.
Yep. Ryan Schmelz there with Fox News Radio reporting on that stuff this morning. You know, it's every time there are tax cuts, they tell you that it's costing government something.
Mm-hmm.
Because to them, it's not your money, it's their money. That's what it comes down to. Just like in the state of Missouri, we need to eliminate the state income tax. You can keep that money in your pocket and then spend it the way you want. And then when you spend it, depending on what you buy, I'm sure your sales tax will be a little bit higher, but you can control your spending. You can't control the amount they're taking out of your paycheck each month. This is the argument you have to get through the thick head of the people on the left who are addicted to spending your money, for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.